KJAN Sports.
It is time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking baseball action last night, the Cardinals' bullpen threw shutout ball over 6 1/3 innings in a 6-3 victory against the Colorado Rockies. That was game heard here on KJAN. Yadier Molina drove in 2 runs and was one of 3 Redbirds with 3 hits. Nolan Arenado collected his 80th RBI for the Rockies, and they're now 1 game off the National League West lead. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Washington over New York, 5-3. Chicago beat Pittsburgh, 9-2. The L.A. Dodgers downing Milwaukee in 10 innings, 6-4. Miami at Atlanta was rained out yesterday. In the American League, Alex Gordon hit a 2-run homer and drove in 4, leading the Royals 10-5 rout of the White Sox. Jacob Junis pitched 5 2/3 innings of 4-run ball in his first win since May 18th. Yoan Moncada broke out of a slump with his 5th career leadoff homer, 2 hits and 2 walks, but he also committed 1 of 2 costly errors for the White Sox. Royals win it 10-5. Elsewhere in the American League, Baltimore beat the New York Yankees 7-5. It was Cleveland over Minnesota 2-0. Oakland beat Toronto 8-3. Houston 8-3 over Seattle. Tampa Bay topping the LA Angels by a 7-2 final. One interleague game saw Detroit beat Cincinnati by a score of 7-4. In other baseball news, Sean Kelly's outburst on the mound got him booted from the Nationals. The reliever has been designated for assignment a day after he threw his glove to the ground and glared into the dugout while working the 9th inning of a 25-4 blowout of the Mets. Manager Dave Martinez and general manager Mike Rizzo say Kelly's actions were disrespectful and unprofessional. Washington recalled right-hander Jimmy Cordero from AAA Syracuse to take Kelly's place on the roster. Mets left-hander Steven Matz will be evaluated by doctors after experiencing forearm discomfort. Manager Mickey Callaway says Matz reported the pain after he failed to get out of the 1st inning in Tuesday night's 25-4 loss to the Washington Nationals. Matz threw 32 pitches, faced 11 batters, and allowed 7 runs on 8 hits. Callaway says the 27-year-old was experiencing tightness and a dead arm. Slick fielding shortstop Adani Echevarria has been designated for assignment by the Rays to open up a roster spot for outfielder Tommy Pham. The 29-year-old infielder was hitting .258 with 3 homers and 26 RBIs, and he had lost his starting role to rookie Willy Adames. Tampa Bay has 7 days to trade or release Echevarria, who had beaten the Rays in salary arbitration last winter. A lawyer for former Blue Jays pitcher Roberto Osuna says his client will plead not guilty to an assault charge. Osuna was suspended for 75 games for violating Major League Baseball's domestic violence policy, and he was traded to the Houston Astros. After an historic drop during the season's first 3 months that concerned the sport's leadership, the big league batting average in July was .255, according to the Elias Sports Bureau. It raised the season average 2 points to .248, but still on pace for the lowest combined total since 1972. Hits outnumbered strikeouts for just the 2nd month of the season so far this year. The Iowa State University Athletic Department announced Wednesday that they've sold the naming rights to the football field at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames to MidAmerican Energy. The stadium itself will continue to be called Jack Trice Stadium in honor of the first black student athlete in Cyclone history. Trice died in 1923 from injuries suffered in a football game at Minnesota. The utility company will pay up to $1.5 million each year for 10 years to have its name on the field. The school says the partnership between the ISU Athletic Department and MidAmerican Energy Company will include support of the new Student Performance Center that was approved by the Board of Regents in April of this year. Construction is expected to begin in the spring of 2019 on the new state-of-the-art center that will be located northwest of the Jack Trice Stadium. The Student Performance Center will include construction of a new Student Athlete Academic and Sports Nutrition Center, expansion of the Bergstrom Football Complex, and redeveloping the north entrance and the hillside seating at Jack Trice Stadium. The complex will be adjacent to the Bergstrom Football Complex. A grand plaza stadium entrance will be built in the area currently occupied by the Olson Building. MidAmerican Energy Field will be used for the first time when the Cyclones host South Dakota State on September 1st. Also in college football news, Ohio State has placed coach Urban Meyer on paid administrative leave while it investigates claims that his wife knew about allegations of abuse against an assistant coach years before he was fired last week. Courtney Smith gave an interview to Stadium and provided text messages to former ESPN reporter Brett McMurphy between her and Shelley Meyer in 2015 and with the wives of other Buckeyes coaches. Smith also provided threatening texts that she claims came from her ex-husband, former assistant Zach Smith. Zach Smith was fired last week after an Ohio court granted a domestic violence protective order to Courtney Smith. Offensive coordinator Ryan Day will serve as the acting head coach for the Buckeyes as they prepare for their season opener. In NFL news, Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz didn't participate in 11-on-11 drills for the third straight practice for precautionary reasons after taking part in the first 3 days. Coach Doug Peterson emphasized that Wentz hasn't suffered any setbacks. He says he's encouraged by Wentz's recovery from surgery to repair a torn left ACL last December. Wentz again was on the field for the 7-on-7 portion of practice. Colts offensive lineman Jack Muhort unexpectedly has announced his retirement following a morning practice at training camp. His once promising career got derailed by a series of injuries that kept him out of 11 of the Colts' last 20 games. The Cowboys have activated defensive end Randy Gregory after a year away from football on a substance abuse suspension. Commissioner Roger Goodell reinstated him not long before the Cowboys reported to training camp. The 25-year-old former Nebraska star participated in a workout practice, a walkthrough practice, for the first time on Wednesday. The Seattle Seahawks added depth to their offensive line by signing J.R. Sweezy. The veteran guard rose to prominence during his first four seasons in the league playing for the Seahawks. He signed with Tampa Bay prior to the 2016 season and started 14 games last year but finished that season on injured reserve with a leg injury. Veteran receivers Brandon Tate and Michael Floyd have also joined the New Orleans Saints. Saints coach Sean Payton says he's also eager to try Tate as a kick and punt returner. New Orleans has also activated tight end Michael Huonami, who began training camp on the physically unable to perform list. Browns starting guard Joel Bitonio is sliding over to left tackle. Bitonio will replace 10-time Pro Bowler Joe Thomas, who retired after last season. Jets linebacker Dylan Donahue has pleaded guilty to DWI charges in connection with a wrong-way crash in the Lincoln Tunnel last February. Three other charges were dropped as part of a plea deal, but he'll have to drive with an ignition interlock device for a year after his license is reinstated. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.